Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. Well, over the holiday weekend here in the United States, the North Korean regime of Kim Jong-un detonated a very large device underground. There is some question as to what it was, a large, perhaps pumped weapon or a thermonuclear weapon, as they claim, and what in turn that could mean if they're able to place it aboard some sort of delivery system, perhaps a ballistic missile, a satellite, who knows. To talk about all of this, I'm very pleased to say we have with us one of the country's preeminent authorities about matters involving nuclear weapons, who has them, how many, and what it means for our security, as well as what we need to have in the way of a credible deterrent to nuclear attack. He is Dr. Mark Schneider. For many years, he was the go-to man in the Defense Department and elsewhere in the U.S. government on matters involving these subjects and arms control. I've been privileged to know him and work with him for decades and always want his counsel on these issues as they develop and as we need to make sense of them. Mark is these days a senior fellow with the National Institute for Public Policy and a very important contributor to our understanding of what we're facing in the way of a very dynamic nuclear threat, not just from the North Koreans, by the way, folks, but the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and others. Mark Schneider, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Let me ask you about, first and foremost, what was this weapon, as best you can tell, Mark? A hydrogen bomb or something else?
I think the odds are 99.9%. It was a hydrogen or thermonuclear weapon. It had a very large yield. Most of the press reports are saying 100,000 tons of TNT, but that could very well turn out to be a massive understatement of the actual yield. It comes out of South Korea, attributed to their military. They have a history of underestimating yields compared to probably the best work in the United States by the Los Alamos Nuclear or National Laboratory.
But our team has not yet been heard from on this, I take it. Is that right?
I haven't seen anything, and it takes some time to do.
And Mark, to the extent that it was on the order of 100 kilotons, or perhaps considerably more, that would make it a very large underground nuclear explosion, would it not?
Yes, particularly if it's a lot more than 100 kilotons, which is my guess based on the limited information we've got available. We won't know for sure, I think, until the Los Alamos people come in.
When you see this kind of explosion, is it your expectation that there will be some kind of venting or a crater that would ensure that radioactive gases, if not particulate matter, escapes, and that would almost certainly give us a fairly precise characterization of what kind of weapon it was and its size?
The North Koreans obviously don't have a lot of money to do the type of stemming that can prevent ventings. My guess is that there was a significant venting, but we won't know for sure until there's efforts at collection. Unfortunately, the Obama administration drastically cut funding for the program, AFTAC it's called, that does this type of collection. So that may be a factor as well.
This is another example of how unhelpful the Obama administration has been in all of these areas. I think that their what they called strategic patience contributed materially to the acceleration of this project by the North Koreans and the threat that we're now facing from it. One manifestation of that, we're being told now, Mark Schneider, is the possibility that the North Koreans would use one of these, some sort of nuclear weapon against us in what they call an electromagnetic pulse attack. Do you credit that as a real threat? And should we be taking it seriously, given the vulnerabilities of our electric grid to such an attack?
So the Kim regime is probably the most irresponsible government on the planet right now. So you've got to take the possibility of them going to war and using nuclear weapons, including EMP weapons and chemical and biological, for that matter, very seriously. We have done virtually nothing since the Electromagnetic Pulse Commission report, which exposed how vulnerable we are to this type of attack. Well, nothing is an exaggeration, but not much. We've done very little to improve our situation, and it got even worse under the Obama administration, who did virtually nothing. We have a very significant vulnerability here. At the same time, they cut funding significantly for missile defense that could prevent that type of attack. They killed some of our most important programs, including the boost phase interceptor, which would probably have been operational now and could have done an early intercept of a North Korean missile launch. And they cut funding of the most important program involving the type of interceptors we have now, the multiple kill vehicles. And they didn't revive that program until very, very late in the Obama administration. So we don't have it now.
So we are very exposed.
We are exposed. We have some defensive capability, but not nearly enough. And it's not multi-layered. Because of the cuts of the Obama administration in the missile defense program.
There is some talk, and again, our guest is Dr. Mark Schneider with the National Institute for Public Policy. He is a longtime leading authority, corporate memory, in particularly the Defense Department of the United States on these sorts of matters. Mark, let me ask you about one other aspect of the response to all of this so far. There is some talk about returning U.S. tactical nuclear weapons to South Korea. I don't know that the government of South Korea, a left-wing government at the moment, has any interest in that, but there is some speculation about this, to enhance deterrence of this sort of threat from the North. Could you talk a little bit about what we actually have these days in the way of credible and reliable tactical nuclear capabilities?
Unfortunately, very little. Almost the entire U.S. tactical nuclear capability has been eliminated since 1991. We are down to only a single type of gravity bomb carried by F-15s and F-16s. South Korean government has said that none of those are deployed in South Korea. We're at this point, I think this is one of the most important issues for the nuclear posture review. Are we going to stay with this type of posture, which I think is grossly inadequate in light of the threat we face both in Europe and in the Far East, both from the Chinese and the North Koreans? Or are we going to do something about it and revive some capability we should have never eliminated? The only piece of good news, and this is pretty recent, is that there's a report in Air Force Magazine that the Air Force has accelerated the deployment date for the B-61 Mark 12, the improved version of the B-61 bomb on the F-35 fighter, to the early 2020s. It had previously slipped to 2025. That's a good development, but it's not enough.
Well, and it's not very soon, that's for sure. It's nowhere near as close at hand as we need it to be at the moment. Mark Schneider, there's much more to talk about, particularly concerning the rest of the U.S. Strategic deterrent at a time when the Secretary of Defense, not just the President, is talking about some particularly aggressive kinds of responses, annihilation is the term he used today, about these threats. So it is particularly important that we understand the larger complexion of the U.S. strategic deterrent, as well as the inadequacies of our tactical nuclear weapons. We look forward to visiting with you about all of that in the near future. In the meantime, thank you so much for the tremendously important work you and your colleagues do at the National Institute for Public Policy. Come back to us again very soon, if you would.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.